This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 22, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is... going to audit land now. Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Arizona Republican Party, A11-21.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Hatch, are you going to speak for us?
How are you, sir?
This one over here.
Good
morning, Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the audit of the Arizona Republican Party. The audit resulted in three findings. The first finding, a comparison of the committee's reported financial activity with its bank records revealed a misstatement of the beginning and ending cash balances, receipts, and disbursements for calendar years 2009 and 2010. In response to the interim audit report, the committee filed amendments that materially corrected these misstatements. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee misstated their financial activity for calendar years 2009 and 2010. The second finding, the committee reported coordinated expenditures for three House candidates that exceeded the 2010 coordinated party expenditure limit by a total of $383,862. In response to the interim audit report, the committee provided a written description of tasks performed by volunteers and other documentation to show that the expenditures were not actually coordinated but qualified for the volunteer materials exemption and were not properly disclosed on its original reports. Given the uncertainty regarding the level of volunteer involvement needed to qualify for the volunteer material exemption, the draft final audit report did not attribute these expenditures to the committee's coordinated expenditure limit. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the reported expenditures of $383,862 should not be attributed to the committee's coordinated expenditure limit. The final finding was the committee failed to report debts and obligations for seven vendors totaling $81,948 on their Schedule D debts and obligations. In response to the interim audit report, the committee filed amendments to include these debts and obligations. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee failed to report debts and obligations totaling $81,948. We are prepared to answer any question that you may have on these issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for the auditors or the lawyers or any discussion on the recommendation memorandum? Mr. Vice Chairman?
I think I approved it on paper.
I think you did.
Yeah, so I'm cool.
We're always happy when you're cool. For me, I think there's a small... fine point in finding two. With respect to the volunteer materials exemption, I just want to make sure that we are treating this committee in the same way that we have treated other committees. And while this may not make a big difference to too many people, I think having the reports be consistent is something we ought to strive for. There were three mailers that were involved here, and I'll, you know, staff will correct me if I'm wrong on any of the facts, but as I understand it, with respect to the Schweikert mailer, we had some evidence of volunteer activity, and with respect to the Gosser and Kelly mailers, there was actually no documentation that the committee was able to come up with.
During audit field work, they did provide photographic documentation for the Schweikert mailers of volunteers working at the mail house preparing the mailers for delivery to the post office for mailing. There were no other documentation provided for the other committees, and then in response to the interim audit report is when they provided the written statement as to what tasks the volunteers on all the mailers performed.
But they didn't have any, they had no affidavits, they had no pictures, they had.
They did not. They requested it from the candidate committees, but they received nothing. They also reached out to prior staff of the state party committee for statements and affidavits, and so far we have not received anything. This particular state party, it's almost every election cycle, there are new individuals involved with the day-to-day operations of the committee.
And they are not unique in that regard. So it seems to me that the Schweikert mailer, where there was they had some photographs, the preparation of that, and the information that we have in front of us is quite analogous to the Democratic Executive Committee of Florida audit, where they also came up with some photographic documentation, and in that case we used that precise language that I think the auditors have recommended on how this would not be attributed to the coordinated expenditure limit due to the lack of clarity on the volunteer materials exemption. With respect to the Gosser and Kelly mailers, where there's no documentation whatsoever, this is more like the mailer in the Washington State Democratic Central Committee audit, where we move that discussion to additional issues. So just for the sake of consistency, I think we should probably split out the mailers and treat them. I mean, it's not going to, the bottom line is not going to change for the committee, but the report will be consistent with our previous reports. Mr. Vice Chairman.
To adopt an audit report, we got to have four, so, you know, if that's what you want to do, that's what we're going to do, so. Don't split it out. I guess we split it out. Question I have, though, in what documentation is required under the statute or the reg with respect to volunteer mail?
Well, the statute itself is pretty doesn't. It just states that there has to be some type of significant volunteer involvement. Right. What we see out in the field on various audits.
Not what I'm asking. I'm asking what's in the statute or reg. There is no document required in the statute or reg, correct?
No.
Right. You're right.
Okay.
That's true, but you know, their auditors look for paper. That's the only way they can do an audit. And we have in the past accepted affidavits, you know, when people were in a position to provide affidavits.
It's not the only way to do an audit. I mean, they do, you preempted me a little bit, the affidavit, but they do, the audits do rely on what the audit committee tells you time and time again. It's not only what's on paper. And in this case, there is no required paper trail for volunteer mail. It really has been for years what the committee says they did vis-a-vis volunteers in each mail piece, or touching or taking it to the post office, or stamping and dish or whatever it is they do. They do it a variety of ways, but there is no actual list of things they have to do to do it, or to you know, quote unquote qualify for it. That's my point, is that it still can try to make it consistent or inconsistent with whatever prior audit report we want, but the fact is the commission's never really listed this for you guys. You don't have a commission approved checklist to say, well, we want to see, you know, the reg says you have to have pictures, or the reg says you have to have a log, or the reg says you have to get on the truck and take it to the post office and you have to sign. None of that's in the law. That's all kind of, well, I don't think there is federal common law at the FEC, but sort of in a sort of this amorphous kind of, you know, we'll call it audit common law. I mean, it's just not there, you know, and some of us have tried to get a little more clarity, but so far we don't have it. So I think you're right. I think your original report, the way you phrased it, was right, that it's not clear. You guys could use a little more clarity as to what you're looking for, and I think, you know, I'm fine with the report as is, but if not everyone is fine with it, then we have to move certain parts to other issues. So I guess the one mail piece is okay. That's sufficient volunteer because they had pictures. And then the other, we don't have stuff, so that's going to, I just want to make sure I understand where
just trying to be consistent with what we've done in prior audits. In prior audits, when there's been some documentation, the pictures or, you know, I mean, usually, you know, we usually get the pictures of the happy volunteers sitting and stuffing the envelopes. That's usually what people do for us. And, you know, or provide an affidavit or something, you know, an affidavit from somebody who was there saying, well, we didn't take pictures, but trust us, there really were happy volunteers and we're willing to say so under oath. But in any event, I'm just trying to be consistent with what we've done in the past. So where there has been some form of documentation in the past, given that we have not been able to formulate more clarity, which I think is frustrating for all of us, the language in the report has stated that we would not attribute the expenses associated with that mailer to the coordinated expenditure limit due to the lack of clarity on the volunteer materials exemption, where there has and then there was the one case out of Washington where there was no documentation whatsoever, which I think is more analogous to the Gosar and Kelly mailers. And in that case, we just moved it all to additional issues, which is what we do where we don't agree. So that's just where it ends up in the report, just a question of where it gets placed in the report. But there's not going to be a, it's not going to affect the, as a result of moving this language around, there's not going to be a finding that they violated the law in any way.
I understand. Thank you. Can I just want one more question for the auditors?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Chair said that, you know, we usually see pictures, you know, the happy volunteers, that sort of thing. Now, I guess I'll direct this to Mr. Bonowitz. You're one of our more, probably the most experienced auditor we have. You've been doing this a long time. You've done a lot of audits. You've probably done a lot of state party audits. Is it true that you usually get pictures in your experience? I thought it's a more recent phenomenon, quite rare, but but you're the one been doing nitty-gritty about it's much longer than everyone else here. So is this, yes, is this common that there's pictures?
As this issue has come up more recently, photos are generally what we get along with a written statement from or affidavits from participants describing the duties everybody took place in. So
that's usually the recent, right? This doesn't go back 10, 20, 30 years of people getting pictures. This pictures is kind of a new post Democratic Party audit, I think, was the one first one with the pictures.
If I had to speculate on a time frame, I'd probably agree with you. It's more recent than when I first came on board.
Just seeing how things are evolving out there in the field.
I mean, there are general record-keeping requirements in the regulations, and that was just based on my own impression that the audits that I've seen recently, you know, we tend to get the pictures of the happy volunteers stuffing envelopes. With that, I don't think there's any disagreement with respect to findings 1 and 3. Someone wants to move. Commissioner Walther.
We talked about how to proceed. I'll go ahead and move 1 and 3, and then if there wants to be a motion on the other one, we could do that. But let me just start on this. In A1121, Arizona Republican Party, I move approval of the recommendations in the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Arizona Republican Party with respect to findings 1 and 3.
Commissioner Walther's moved approval of findings 1 and 3 in the A11-21 Arizona Republican Party Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. If you want to move approval of finding 2 as is, that would be fine.
Do we?
And then I could follow up with a bifurcated one.
Well, it will. If you move approval of finding 2 and that fails, and then Commissioner Walther moves approval of finding 2 with respect to the Schweikert mailer, then by default the Gosar and the Kelly mailers will end up in additional issues.
And I move without finding 2.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of finding 2 in the Arizona Republican Party Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, A11-21. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No, sorry.
Motion carries.
No. Take
it back. I'd like to have four, Madam
sorry.
Chair.
We've had this discussion
here all day about the
sorry,
need for four votes.
It's lunchtime. My blood sugar is low. Sorry. I take it back.
Just got in the spirit of togetherness.
Yes, I was. I was in the groove. Sorry about that.
So close.
Let me try that again.
So close. Yes.
So close.
Let me try that again. Let me call that question again.
In Arizona, the meeting hasn't even begun because it's 9 o'clock there, so it's not even...
They'll catch up
later. Yeah, we're West Coast.
We're East Coast, they're West Coast. On approval of finding 2, let me call the question again. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No? Okay. Motion fails 3-2. Sorry about that. With the Vice Chairman, Commissioners Hunter and Peterson voting in favor, Commissioner Walther and me voting against for the motions. Commissioner Walther.
I'll take over here. In A1121, Arizona Republican Party, with respect to finding 2, I move that only the reported expenditures of $160,532, the amount associated with Schweikert for Congress mailer, should not be attributed to ARP's coordinated expenditure limit due to lack of clarity on the volunteer materials exemption. I make that motion, but I still have concerns over whether we ever ought to say it's so unclear that we can't enforce aspects of our regulation, but that's my motion. I just had to say that.
Thank you. Commissioner Walther has moved approval of that section of finding 2, that the reported expenditures associated with the Schweikert for Congress mailer not be attributed to the ARP's coordinated expenditure limit due to the lack of clarity on the volunteer materials exemption, which is the same language that we've been using on a number of these audits where this issue has come up. Mr. Vice Chairman,
just clarify the motion, because I think the gentleman used the word only, that we're going to that we approve only the part, and I don't think that's the intent of the motion, because if we emphasize only, that means I can't support the motion, because I think the rest of the report as is fine. So the way the chair has characterized the motion, I think, is probably the intent. I just want to clarify.
Please delete that word only.
If I say aye, I'm saying aye, not to.
Got it.
I got it. Okay.
But let's figure the only is deleted from the motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Walther has amended his motion to delete the word only. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And since that motion did not include the amounts associated with Paul Gosser for Congress mailer and the Kelly for Congress mailer, audit will, in the normal course under Directive 70, move that discussion to additional issues. And I think that concludes this matter. Do we have any pending, any other findings or issues that we haven't addressed? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.